Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, a community talk radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am your host today, Rebecca Miller, along with our co-host, Otto Loos, and of course, Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer of Project Independence in You. And this is actually where we learn from Christina what's going on in the town, what's going on with Project Independence, and we usually just start talking about whatever we want. That's important.
Right. Well, before the break, we were mentioning that at Tully Park, that's over in New Hyde Park, that FEMA has opened up a little headquarters there for an easier process for residents who were affected by the tropical storm Ida. But prior to the break, we said a key part of it is you have to call the FEMA number, which is 1-800-621-3362, and you get a case number. And then you're going to give kind of a general list of information, you know, some damages or losses that you might have had. They'll go through it all with you, but then you could bring that over to FEMA, which at Tully Park. So I thought that was really wonderful.
That really, yeah. That was good. Last week, right? We had them on. Was FEMA or was that the week?
Yes, before? That was last week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week. Yeah, I know. For some reason, it seems like a very long time ago, but yes, that was last week. I think is so nice, and I'm going to have to go and bring a bunch of my my little nieces in my life to the Fall Family Festival over at North Hempstead Beach Park. It's going to be on Saturday, October 2nd from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And it's fall festivals are one of my favorites because it's really a great time for the all ages to go. So there's going to be arts and crafts, bouncy slides, a petting zoo. There'll be tons of different music. There'll be food, and it's at the beach, which is really nice. So I think it's a nice reason. Hopefully the weather is beautiful, and everyone can kind of get together to do that. So I think that it should be really fun, and I'm definitely gonna check it out. I heard a lot of little things that were going on there, and I told my little nieces, and everyone's very excited about it. So.
That's great.
Definitely recommend that. Is October 2nd at 12 p.m.
So. That's great.
I was at North Hempstead Beach Park last Sunday at the STOP program.
Oh, good. And how did it go? Give us what happened.
There must have been hundreds of cars there.
Really? Hundreds? Yeah.
Yes. And I'll tell you something. They were very efficient. I spent about 20 minutes online with all the cars that were there. And they very efficiently processed all the cars. There were a lot of cars. Cars were way backed up on whatever that road is, Shore Road or whatever. Credit to the people who ran it. It was very well run. And the people who live in North Hempstead put a lot of stuff out, loaded.
So now what did you bring to the STOP program?
What I did to the STOP program was I think I recall saying something about cleaning out every cabinet in this house.
Yes.
And putting all the stuff on the dining room table, finding out we had 42 sprays of this kind and that kind and whatever kind, a lot of duplicates that were there for a long time in some cases, which we never used. And I put two boxes full of that stuff, and that was part of it. Mm-hmm. The other part of it was, as opposed to doing my own shredding with a small shredder that I have, I accumulated a lot of papers to be shredded, which they did like instantly. So I did shredding in that. You also could have bought electronic devices, which I did not have, but people bring in big old televisions and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, it was, you know, very well organized. I'd have no idea where all that stuff goes that they collected, but they collected a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I know that. Like, I know Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Long Island.
They were there, too.
They take a lot of
donating clothing and stuff.
Which is really wonderful.
Toys, whatever.
Now, Otto, did they have, like, the different kind of stations still set up? Is that
still
the process?
Well, the way it worked is you waited online with your car. And, you know, I don't know how many cars back I was. I'll pick a number, 30, 40. when I got there. And I said, this might be a while, but then it kept creeping up a little bit. And so you pull in, you show your identification that you live in North Hempstead, and then they ask you, what do you have? Electronic, paper, whatever, and stuff, hazardous waste, I think they called it. And then they, I said, well, I have a hazardous and I have paper. So they said, okay, you go over there to those three big green trucks for the shredding, and you dump your paper, and then you go right back where you were. You're allowed to go back into the line for hazardous. So the paper takes like no time flat, and then you go into the hazardous line. And then they ask you when you're in that line, do you have electronic or hazardous or both? If you have both, you stay in this line. If you just have hazardous, you go in the other line.
Well, that's so great.
And it was very smooth, you know, the way they did it. And they help you get the stuff. You don't even get out of your car.
That's what I was going to ask next.
You know,
so
you they get it out of the car.
Wow.
And if you happen to have any old televisions that weigh 200 pounds, that and they do, trust me, you know, they get them out of the car. Now, you got to get somebody getting it in the car for you, of course. That's a different story. But they do immediately get it out of the car. They had lots of people there. I don't know if they're volunteers or paid or whatever. And then you just zip your way out of North Hempstead Beach Park. And it was super organized, and they did a great job.
Wow. That's wonderful to hear. And then I want to, you know, so if you missed that date, on November 13th, will be another one over at North Hempstead Beach Park. So that's Saturday, November 13th. And as Otto said, you know, you can bring aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, pharmaceuticals, TVs, computers, lithium batteries, of course, your shredding. And then what's really nice is that you can take things to donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters that include, you know, work gently used clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, area rugs, luggage, picture frames, table lamps, glassware, dishes. It's really nice because I feel like they cover all the bases of things that, you know, we clear out of our house, and it's a great reason. So that is November 13th. So I encourage people to do it. And Otto, you heard it here, people. Otto said it's a very easy, seamless process. You heard it from the source.
Well, what I like about the shredding part particularly is if you have a shredder at home, usually it's fairly small.
Yeah, right. And it, like my shredder just burns out like instantly.
Yeah, like two pages and it burns.
And the bag in the paper, the next thing you know, it's filling all over the place. And you got shredding paper all over your floor. And you got to clean it up and, you know, the hassle factor. All right? So what I have now is I have another box with paper here, which is a shredding box. And I'm just going to keep accumulating shredding paper.
Yeah, and that's what I always recommend. Because this way, you know, and then it's all situated, and then you're ready to go and get it shredded. You know, I think that's a great idea.
It's great. A couple of months back, maybe it was about a year ago, actually, I cleaned out my attic because I was we got central air put in. So the only storage we really have in our house was the attic. So we had to empty it out. And I'm so embarrassed. I had papers going back to 1980, you know, my first checking account from, you know, 1982. And it was so embarrassing. We had the guy, the shredded guy, come to the house.
Oh, really? Yeah, that
it
much.
It was so cathartic. I let go of so much stuff, things I did. Like, do I need this? I didn't even know. Here's the thing. They say that you can get rid of clothes that you haven't worn for a full year. Like, get rid of it because you're not going to wear it. I didn't even know I had stuff. So I was like, when I saw it, I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't get rid of this. I'm like, wait a minute. I haven't seen it in 40 years.
Right.
I definitely don't need it. So I got rid of so much stuff. I mean, I had to. I had no choice. And that truck came.
It feels good, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's because I love when
we have really good.
We have on those segments where we kind of go through, you know, organizing and decluttering. And those are some of my favorites with Barbara Feldman, who's kind of our organizing guru, because they're such great tips, you know, and it's really stuff. And it does make you feel lighter. And I feel like everyone, especially during the whole COVID lockdown was spending so much time in their house.
Clearing it all out.
And it was everything felt like, oh my God, I need to, you know, like purge things. So I've, and it's something that I totally have gotten better at because we cleaned out our garage also like during the, that whole time.
You I remember when you did that.
Yeah.
It was,
you
it was
had
part of the show.
Yes. And it was like, it felt like good, you know, to do. And I think also, you know, nowadays, listen, a lot of, we're not as paper heavy because a lot of things are digital or email copied. You know, I mean, I remember when we first even moved in our house, we've been in our house now for like, it's going to be 10 years, I think also. And you know, I had, we had our filing cabinet, we would save all of our mortgage bills, our, you know, our life, all these things. And then again, I was like, why are we like saving it when it's like online? Like, what are we doing? You know? And it was just takes up so much space, you know? And I think
wait,
about
Christina,
too,
you've been in that house 10 years.
Yeah. We moved
get
in
out.
2000. Yeah. In November, it'll be 10 years. It's a big year wow. for me, guys. 10 years of the radio show, 10 years. In
I know it's a big, big year. It's a decade.
A lot going on.
You know, I have yeah. another, I have a golden nugget for you, right?
Oh, I love it.
I have another box, which is what I call dumping time. That's if you're reluctant to get rid of a piece of paper, you put it in the dumping time box.
This man even more.
And you
I mean,
clean
you
out that
like
dumping
that.
Time box periodically. Right. And the chances are,
oh,
I very rarely,
I'm writing
if,
that one down.
If ever, look in the dumping time box. I, there's nothing that I've had to look back in. But it's just, you know, I'm afraid to let go of that one, you
yep.
know. So you put it in the dumping time box, which
I,
is now
I
where
think
I put.
I have a business plan. I think
well, I put anything
market.
In there now. Like most of the time, somebody did bring up a good point 2 days ago about preparation for emergencies. Right? Here's one you never think about. I want to go electronic only for bank statements. All right. And so suppose all of a sudden the website goes down and you and Citibank or whoever's website goes kaput and you have no information because it's all in the cloud. So now what I do is I do keep one statement in the dump and time box for that catastrophe.
Well, I like, you know, I laugh because I fill out and it's just, it's something that I guess I've just been doing forever. And when I was a little girl, I remember like being taught how to do it, you know, cause I still balance like a check register like book. And cause I keep it in my wallet. Ask me why I had all the apps on my phone and all this stuff, but I'm still like very big on like writing things down. And it's just like a psychologically like a check, you know, like, so this way I know like yeah. everything's golden.
Now, do you write a lot of checks?
No, it's not the checks. I just write down all, like, my transactions.
She has a checkbook mentality.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right. It's just really balancing that, like, check register. Like,
keep doing that because I think that keeps your memory going, too. But we have to take a short break. We will continue with Talk of the Town with Christina Liu, the radio show producer, and our fabulous co-host, Otto Loos. You've been listening to Project Independence in You at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.